We feel the difference to the Ramadan, which is good. We should feel the difference, you know. But we do find the Ramadan in our community. We find the Ramadan in Salat. We find the Ramadan in Zikr. In our own personal tasbih, we find the Ramadan in the Quran. We find the Ramadan in the salawats to the Rasulullah, peace be upon him. We find the Ramadan when we follow his sunnah, also his kindness, his gentility. So we find the Ramadan in small acts of charity. We find the Ramadan in each other as we turn to Allah mutually. So we find the Ramadan. Ramadan is there, but it's becomes, so we have to, it's like water, that like the Zemzem water in the Ramadan month, it pours out. And after the Ramadan passes, it sort of goes back into the well. So we have to draw it out. But if we make the effort, it's more effort. But we need to make the effort, but it's there. It hasn't disappeared, because essentially the Ramadan is ourself, we could say, or the Ramadan is Allah. Yeah. Zikr is a healing, really, for our soul. I was somehow in the zikr feeling like somehow imagining the entire earth. The entire earth is in zikr love, but also imagining a zikr that would, you know, kind of consciously, communally, collectively be joined in by vast numbers of people. Alhamdulillah. But everyone is in zikr, one only has to see it. Everyone is mentioning Allah's name, each in their own way.
Sufi shrines are being destroyed all over the world right now. Mali, Libya, Pakistan, India.
Wow.
I mean, it goes on and on. We could say a Fatiha for all the saints, because they're being bulldozed, their tombs and things, so.
It's so amazing.
On the face of it, it's the Salafi, you know, kind of Wahhabi type people. I don't know. Who knows? Allah knows who's doing it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's happening, though.
Yeah, it's happening. It's astounding. I mean, you know, that alone would be like an end of the world kind of sign, when people start bulldozing the tombs of the saints. But it's the end of one world, inshallah, the beginning of another, the end of one, you know, civilization, I guess, of humanity, in the beginning of another. Allah says, you know, if Allah didn't stop one set of people by another, the whole earth would be in chaos, and there would be no mosques and no temples and no safe places of prayer. So, inshallah, you know, but it's interesting, we don't see yet, but it'll come. I mean, Allah, everything is in Allah's hands, so I don't want to get into a political discussion, you know, because it's not necessary. If we're servants of Allah, we just turn to Allah and do our best. And do our best in our own everyday. We have our own, you know, universe inside us to regulate and master, inshallah, to the best of our ability, if we can. So, yeah. But it's good. Did we offer the Fatiha? It's good to offer the Fatiha, though. For all those saints, let's offer a Fatiha for the saints themselves, and their own nobility and exaltedness in Allah, and their own, you know, help to humanity, and their own, because they are the oasis for humanity, and inshallah, they will return. And the secret heart of our peers, a Fatiha, Allahumma sayyana, sayyidina.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen.
But one of the things that we can do is send, Irshad and Adam from the sun. So anytime any of you goes on travel, you need to pray for that land, the people of that land, the well-being of that land, and for the saints of that land. It says whenever, if we take like an airplane flight, when we land, we're supposed to pray for the ketub of that city or that town or that land. So, you know, we're entering into another community, another community of souls, and just to be aware of it. We're not just, you know, going on a vacation and having a great time. And as dervishes, we have responsibility also toward the people where we're traveling. You know, I like bringing the books, you know, so if any of us travels, you know, like, I mean, to Africa, India, Asia, we should take the books of the saints with us who are tariqat. So, Sheikh Noor, Adam from the Sun, Heart of Quran, Irshad. You know, we should travel with those books and can even just leave them somewhere. But Allah will send someone to meet us who will, inshallah, take those books. So, alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, let's have our... So, let's next time anyone travels to, you know, any land, even in the United States, you can always take a copy.